Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. 700 Poetic Points by Dr. Nader Nowperest is the English version of their Farsi, original version entitled 700 Points, versed and translated by Dr. Nowperest. The original Farsi version contained 700 quatrains. The first quatrain was versed when Dr. Nowperest was 17 years old. In addition to these quatrains, which have been his favorite poetic style, he has versed many lyrics and elegies, which have been published in Farsi magazines in Tehran and Southern California. He was born in Tehran, Iran, in 1931, came to the United States in 1956 on a student visa, with a four-year scholarship given to him by the United States government due to the exceptionally high score he obtained on the aptitude test. After being honored with a BS and MA degrees in psychology, a completion of 60 credits and doctoral program toward the PhD in clinical psychology, he returned to Tehran in 1970. In addition to his academic achievements, a distinguished career as a comprehensive mental health provider for close to 45 years. Dr. Nowperest received an award from the International Library of Poetry in 2006 for his outstanding achievement in poetry. Dr. Nader Frank Nowperest, author of 700 Points, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk, first of all, about the inspiration in writing this book. And I know it's very important to you. What was the motivation, the inspiration for writing this book, 700 Poetic Points?
Protect my country from the oppression and the tyranny of the mullahs and seeking freedom for Iranians and advocating human rights for all the Muslims in the world.
Which is
and expressing my personal feelings and ideas about human problems and how to solve them. And human beings in the world have about 200 problems. So the inspiration was to try to resolve some of the problems of the theologians or the people who believe in theocracy oppressed a nation. One of the most famous and oldest civilization in the world, Persia.
And you've done an excellent job with this. Excellent reviews, very well received. 700 Poetic Points by our guest on the program, Dr. Nader Nowperest. That's Nowperest. You'll find the book at Author Reputation Press, among other places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on, get information on the book, and order the book there as well. Doctor, after writing this book, what are your plans?
Well, I am versing more quatrains, which are not emphasized on my country, Iran. But the emphasis are the solution of the problems in the world that people are suffering from the lack of healthy water, healthy food, the lack of medicine, the lack of protection, the lack of human rights all over the world. Here in this country, which is the most advanced country in the world, we have problems that bother me every single day. One of them would be the gun control. I don't know where a 17-year-old man gets a gun and goes to a church or goes to his high school and kills his classmates. I don't know who brings medications and drugs and kills people. I don't know who sells guns and how this guns are sold and who buys them and why not, for what. I have problem with the marital problems in the United States. The high rate of divorce, the high rate of suicide, the high rate of murder, the high rate of bullying, the high rate of addiction. And during the 45 years that I saw mental patients, I learned a lot from them. I tried to help them. And I do feel that these problems have to be solved, and politicians in this country and other countries who are debating their own problems and fighting and arguing and insulting each other, they should try to solve these problems. And I feel that everyone who was in my shoes in Iran would feel and think the same way as I did. Of course, as you know, I've been here in the United States about 54 years. And now this country is my country. And I don't know what is going to happen in my own country, Tehran, Iran, and how these mullahs are going to solve the problems that they've created. So my plans for the future are presenting problems and trying to suggest new problem, new solutions. And I'm adding to my verses of quatrains. And now I'm retired. I sympathize and empathize, and my compassion for people who suffer in the world.
And that's reflected in your writing. Talk a little bit about if you plan on writing more. You mentioned that you're retired and you see all of these problems, and as you're going through the list, they're problems that we all recognize and hope that there is some solution in sight for these. Do you plan on writing more, spending some of your time doing more writing?
Yes, sir. This is what I'm doing. During the last 10 years that I've been retired, I'm writing. I am doing presentation and seminar. And I love human beings. I love men. No matter what kind of a problem they have, they are the product of genes and environment. We are all the out-product of genes and environment. If a society is sick, the culture is disturbed, and the politicians are pathological, people get sick. If the family is not healthy, the family is dysfunctional. The children have no role model. And our role models in this country are all disturbed. Look at our actors and actresses. Look at our athletes. Look at our lawyers, our politicians. So who is there for a role model for a 10-year-old young man or a young girl, and the parents are both working and they have problems? Before they were married, they lived together for 2 years, and after having two or three children, they got a divorce. Of course, as you know, the passion between two people varies from 5 years to 7 years. Look at the actors and actresses in Hollywood. They are our role models. Look at how they live. Look at how many times they get divorced and how many times they get remarried. Look at the animosity and problems they have together. Look at the addiction rate among the actors and actresses. Our athletes are aggressive. They are abusers. They abuse their own wives and their children. What can we do? So we have to protect our society from any kind of the pathological or sociocultural problems. And we have to be able to have some sort of insight about our future. What human being is going to be during the next 300 centuries? Are we going to be better? We are going to be healthier. We are going to be richer. We are going to have more knowledge, more education, more understanding, more wisdom. How many people are going to go to Mars? So I worry about the future of man and people in this country and other countries. They abuse their own human rights. There are a lot of abusers of human rights, even in this country and European countries. So we have to teach them, don't abuse your freedom. Like, for instance,
yes,
using weapon. So I'm concerned about human problems, not in this country or my own country, Iran, but I'm concerned about human problem all over the world.
Our guest,
and I'm trying to predict that human being would be much happier and more knowledgeable and more educated and smarter to live and protect the earth. We have to protect this earth.
Yes.
And I do hope that men all over the world would have more respect for women. Women are more evolved than men are. Because men cannot breastfeed. They have no mammary glands. Men cannot get pregnant because they don't have the structure to accommodate the growth of baby or a child in their womb. So we have to respect them. We have to adore them. We have to appreciate them. Don't abuse them. Don't. Without them, human race would be eliminated. So respect women, appreciate them, adore them, because they are the mother of people all over the world. And I had about 25 cases of spousal rape when I was practicing. If your wife is tired, she did shopping, she did cooking, she took care of the kids, she cleaned up the house, now she's resting, she's tired, don't touch her, don't touch her. If you want to make love, go and make love to yourself. Go to the bathroom and masturbate.
Yes, that.
Don't touch her. Don't touch her.
That would solve a lot of problems, wouldn't it? If people would heed that advice, Dr. Nader Nalperest, our guest on the program, and Nader is Nader. Nalperest is Nowparast. The book is 700 poetic points. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com as well as other places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly there. Boy, time is going by so quickly on the program, but that's an interesting title, 700 poetic points. How did you come up with that title?
Well, the Persian version was called 700 speech or point.
Yes.
And I translated into 700 poetic points. And every quatrain, I'm not exaggerating, even though it is so short, it is a volume of a book in depth. And then, in addition to these 700 poetic points, during the last 10 years, I have versed close to about 1,500 more quatrains, and I'm translating them, and I would like to publish it in Farsi and English in one volume or two volumes. And most of the quatrains are concerned about man's problems that I'm so concerned with. And I'm hoping that people would protect the earth physically.
Yes.
The space. Don't pollute the space. Don't pollute the water. Don't pollute the dust. Because we have to live on this planet Earth for years and years and years and years to come. Of course, the scientists predict that the Earth would be destroyed in 5 billion years because the sun would explode in 5 billion years. But I'm concerned about the future of man on this Earth, how happy they would be and how enjoy life with rationality and intellect. No murder anymore, I hope. No suicide. No addiction. No dysfunctional family. No bullying. No, I hope. And now, as you know, I'm 88 years old. Maybe I don't sound that old.
No, you do not. You do not. No, sir. No, sir. You do not.
And they miss my age about 25 years. And I have to show my driver's license to prove what I've said.
Well, yes, you do not sound 88. You've got such wisdom that's reflected in your book, 700 Poetic Points. A few minutes left in the program. It's going by so quickly.
Go ahead, sir.
Please give us sort of a brief summary of the book and what you hope we take away from reading the book. You've talked a lot about the topics, the themes in the book that are so important to the quality of life for all of us, not just here in the United States, but worldwide as well. Briefly summarize the book and what you hope the readers take away after reading 700 Poetic Points.
Well, my first point is that theology and religions try to abuse God and they try to abuse their religion for fame, for money, for power. And they deprive people of the human rights and human health. Super religiosity is pathological. People who are obsessed with theological or religious deeds and creeds they are pathological, they are mentally disturbed. And I don't want this to happen, even though religion is very important in life and every human being is supposed to have some sort of spiritual inspiration and guidance, but religion is not going to rule a country. Pure, healthy, intelligent and humanitarian people, the politicians, should be able to control the country and develop a much, much healthier society. This is my goal, this is my hope. So the book is concerned about these issues. Aside from the quatrains which are concerned with my country and the oppression and the tyranny and dictatorship of the mullahs for the last 40 years, they point to the problems that human being has and advises how these problems may be resolved. So this is my inspiration and this is my goal. As long as I live, I will try to point out these problems and guide people how to solve them. The problem is that in all colleges and all universities in the world, they teach you how to get a job. They don't teach you how to become a real human being. They don't teach you how to become a mother, a father. They don't teach you how to become a religious or the political leader. They teach you how to get a job. We have to teach parenthood courses. We have to teach girls how to protect themselves. We have to teach them how to be proud of themselves and do not abuse themselves. Don't make love to any human being that you meet. You should be aware what kind of a health this man has, or vice versa.
Yes.
So don't sleep with someone who gives you a drink and says, quote unquote, I love you. The meaning of love has to be changed. Love is not lust. Love is a science and art. And every child, either female or male, should know what parenthood means. What is the sexual intelligence? Unfortunately, in this country and more countries, we do not have sexual intelligence. We should teach children in high school how to protect themselves from any kind of a sexual dilemma. If we are looking for a better culture and better life in the future, 2,000 years from now, even 500 years from now.
This has been such a...
Go ahead.
Finish that thought. We're running out of time, but finish that thought, because everything is so important that you're talking about, the issues that you bring up. Finish your thought on that, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, what I'm wishing is that a human being would be much, much, much happier and enjoy life every minute of it, because every animate object is doomed to go. A centipede, a giraffe, a rhinoceros, an elephant, a fly, a centipede, a scorpion, a bee, an ant. Even grasses and flowers and trees die. So since we are doomed to go, we have to enjoy every minute of our lives intelligently and morally.
I just...
And then we have to be... I'm sorry?
Yes, I just... We're out of time, but I was just going to say, everything you talk about is so crucial to the quality of life, the quality of the world that we're living in now, the quality of the world we're going to leave behind for others. You're a very young 88. I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more. You have much more important writing to do out there and a very unique perspective on the world from your background and all of the years that you spent in dealing firsthand with people. It's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. The book is 700 Poetic Points by Dr. Nader Nowparest, and that's Nowparast. The book is available at authorreputationpress.com, other places as well. You'll find those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Look forward to having you back to do this again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today. A very important conversation.
Thank you so much, Rick. Have a great day and take a good care of yourself. And every night before you go to bed, appreciate every internal and external organ of your body.
Boy, we need to slow down and to do that every day. Those are very good words to leave with the audience today. Dr. Nader Nowparest, author of 700 Poetic Points, our guest on the program. Information on his book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.